Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's bad minds being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and a carrying sign, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And welcome to Resistance Radio with Russell Hootie, Burgess Braggus, myself, Joseph Bernard, and Hurricane Ann, who's not present with us again tonight. And we welcome you to Thursday night's show, the roundtable event. A lot of things that went down today I've been keeping close eyes on, and we'll be talking about some things. And there's reports I was watching on CBS News earlier. They're getting tanks lined up. They're getting a lot of things lined up at the Capitol right now. They're preparing for the riots and everything. And as we said on the last show, shit's going down and it's going to happen. Hey, Virgil. Hey, Russell. How you all doing?
Good. Doing good this evening. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of stuff going down. And man, something kept eating on me about this whole Kavanaugh thing, man. And it's like, what was the big opposition against Kavanaugh? Because Gorsuch was just a conservative, pro-life in the whole thing. And I got to do, I go, man, something just stinks here.
So yeah, it does.
I got to do a little digging today. Well, I was waiting to see my surgeon, and it's all starting to come together now. First, let's backtrack a little bit to Ford, all right? Ford has ties to the deep state. Her father, Classy, was a big-time CIA operator. I mean, big time. He managed three CIA cover businesses. Stuff.
That's what I said on Monday night show about Ford, that her family, her dad, her brothers, all tied in with the CIA. And she was also a professor teaching next to the CIA, you know, buildings and stuff. Go ahead.
Granted, they didn't just grab this bitch's name out of a fucking hat.
Oh, no.
I mean, she was in the same propaganda school what they call that, Red Bird or whatever that movie, the name of that movie is, Sparrow.
Red Dawn?
Red Sparrow or something about the spies and everything. She was in there with David Hogg, with the little Cuban bitch. So, you know, they got a bunch of them. They got a bunch of them.
Okay. Well, Romero. I was doing some digging on Romero.
Go ahead, Russell. Give us the rundown on this bitch.
But, okay, so everybody's on board, so we understand that. So this woman was set up to do this. Her memories were probably programmed and stuff, but it still didn't answer the question, why this big push against Kavanaugh? And then it struck. I went back and read some of his rulings and stuff today while he sat on different courts and stuff like that. And guess what? Guess why he's so important to Trump and what is fixing to happen. It all came together. He is a big, big advocate for presidential powers under the Constitution. And what we were talking about last night, the military intervention that's coming, the whole nine yards, that exactly is why they are so opposed to this guy, because if he's on there, Trump has a stacked Supreme Court for carrying through with cleaning the swamp. He is a very, very big advocate of presidential powers under the Constitution. That's right.
And not many people know this. Let's take a little walk down memory lane. Okay, to the Johnson administration. Remember all the hoopla, raising hell, protesting and all behind the Vietnam War? What did Johnson do in Washington? What did Johnson do? He enacted his powers to create limited martial law in Washington, which he has the power to do. He doesn't have to go through Congress. He doesn't have to go through Senate. He has the power to create martial law within Washington. He doesn't need the mayor's approval, chief of police, or nothing. Nothing.
No. Well,
exactly.
He can declare nationwide. He can do individual places. See, that's what most people don't understand, and that's why this came together, why they were fighting Kavanaugh. So Kavanaugh knows these things. He understands these things, and he's a big advocate of this thing, which only bears out what we've been talking about for the last 2 months off and on or longer about this military intervention that's going to happen to get rid of these treasonous fucks and drain the swamp. It's the only way left for it to be done.
And that's why
the Democrats... Go ahead.
And that's why the president did the presidential test alert nationwide yesterday for this. I've been watching a lot of feed on this, and everybody thinks it's so that the government come in, tap into your phone, get all your information, this and that. No, that's not the reason.
They already doing that. That ship has sailed.
They've already done that.
Remember a while back on the show, I brought up about the 16-year plan, right, to bring America under the UN, right? Obama was the first 8 years. Clinton was the second 8 years, right? And Obama hung himself because in 2011 or 2012, he signed an executive order that is still standing that gives the president authority to take over all media, basically take over all means of communication in a national emergency.
Yep.
And that order is still standing.
Yep.
And one other thing, too. Remember that guy that's still hiding off in Russia in fear for his life because he exposed what the NSA was doing? That was
Eric Snowden, too.
Eric Snowden.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like I was saying earlier, I was doing some digging into this Ramirez lady. she's also tied in to the deep state, also tied in with the good friends with Cord or whatever her name is, but also is very good friends with Schumer, and also good friends with guess who? Booker. They've been friends for many years. And
yep.
I was reading her background, and even some of her friends, and even friends in from the past and everything, they said they don't trust her for shit. She's a pathetic liar. She's actually she actually accused a guy, a football team, several years ago for raping her. Turned out to be false accusations.
Yeah, and,
well, I mean, it's just one thing after another. It's just one insult to the intelligence of the American people after another.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can see this. I mean, the speaker, even he tore loose on the press in a press conference today. The chairman of the Judicial Committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, he tore off into the press today, saying you're supposed to be the eyes and the ears, you know, on us for the American people. But here you are, you won't interview the supporters for Kavanaugh. You only want to interview the protesters. He said, that's wrong. He said, that is wrong. He said, you are wrong for that. He said, I don't like to use the term fake news. He said, but he said, I can see where the president gets it from.
Exactly.
I mean, he blasted into him, and Senator Kennedy said today in an interview that he didn't want to mention any names, but he does know in fact that there are a significant amount of Democrat senators that are going to confirm Kavanaugh, and that's why all this is taking place. That's why they're bringing the strikers in. They're positioning the strikers. I can goddamn guarantee you. I can goddamn guarantee you. There's at least 50,000 troops ready to come in at a moment's notice. He's going to seal off Washington. He's going to declare martial law in Washington. Mm-hmm. He is going to declare martial law in Washington.
Yep, and as you know, Virgil, you know I live next to a small military airport, which is just right behind me over here. And I saw a couple of C-130s today, and I haven't seen any activity here in about the past 2-3 months. But I saw about 4 or 5 of them, you know, loading and taking off. So I don't know what was going on with that, or if that has any connection with it, you know, and stuff. But it's very rare to see that out here and everything. But, you know, it's like we were saying the other night that, you know, everybody thinks we're a joke. That we make stuff up, but you know we've been keen on with everything. Everything has been going on. It's keen on.
Well,
and,
the thing is, when something like this goes down, everybody gets put on alert, whether they want to or not. And if they don't get put on alert, they get ready because everybody wants a piece of the pie. Everybody wants to get some.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And you don't commit into anything, no matter if you know for sure that you're going to come out ahead. You don't commit to anything without backup. You don't go in. You don't send people in without backup.
Now, I'm pretty sure the militias, all the militias around the states are on high alert right now because of this, you know, and everything. So. But I was watching some live feed, and over at Flakes, they had protesters going over his house, you know, doing damage over there and everything, and still threatening him and stuff. But they had mass arrests, you know, and stuff. But, you know, we're seeing mass arrests from all over the place and stuff. But, like we said, this is going to come down to a bloodshed, and I think by Saturday we're going to see a full-scale war.
Well,
because, you know, I have heard it's going to be Helios. It's going to be confirmed one way or the other, you know, and we shouldn't allow this
to
be
the thing is, Joseph, right now, these idiots, these protesters, these Antifas, these Me Movement and this We Believe Survivors, all these people, they're thinking that there's just going to be arrests. Well, let me tell you something about martial law. You get one warning. You get one warning only. You get your ass off the streets and you go home and you stay there. Don't be out on the streets after the time that they tell you. Because guess what? That's the only warning you're going to get. The next warning you're going to get, you're going to get some 5.56s put in your ass.
Yep. Or some plastic bullets. Plain and simple. You know. And them plastic bullets hurt.
Because, I mean, well, they ain't going to be shooting no plastic bullets. They're not going to play with them.
Right.
They're not going to play with them. They're going to give them a reason to use them FEMA coffins.
Right.
They're going to give them a reason to use them FEMA coffins.
I got to tell you, you know, even on November 6th, I think we're going to see the same thing. We're going to see a lot of riots and everything
else. I think if it comes down with the Kavanaugh, if it has come to this extreme, if he's willing to make a show of force with a Supreme Court confirmation, and they start lining up caskets and body bags and start throwing toe tags on people, let me tell you something. That drills into somebody's mind. That's going to drill into somebody's mind. Hey, we don't like this asshole, but he ain't fucking playing with us no more.
Nope.
You know, this ain't the police. Yeah. This ain't the police. This is the Marine Corps. This is the military.
Yep.
Because let me tell you something. He's going to federalize the Washington, the Virginia National Guard is going to be federalized. National Guard troops cannot be brought into the confines of Washington without presidential approval. He's going to do it. He's going to do it if they go to act in the ass.
And
there's
like
going to be some people getting killed.
Exactly. People like us, they're going to activate us because I already know we're on alert right now, you know, and everything. So we're, and it's going to come down to it, you know. But it's like,
well, you may have some smaller
earlier.
Protests. You may have some protests nationwide, such as in New York and Portland, and California.
We've been having them here. We've had them here downtown Albuquerque already. You know, so
in New Orleans, we may have a few of them down there. But all you got to do is just. Down there, if they start protesting, all you got to do is just throw them some ecstasy and some condoms so they can suck on them and everything, Tide Pods and shit. But and they'll calm down. But Florida is going to be one of the major places. Florida. Okay.
Florida and Arizona, I think. We'll see.
I'm looking for Florida, Portland, New York, and California.
You'll probably see Houston, Dallas, and Austin. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Texas, but state government here has been a piece of shit for a while since Rick Perry. Dallas, Houston, and Austin are the liberal cesspools.
Yep.
So you're going to see riots there and stuff. And like I said, and as we discussed before the stuff, when this comes down, when it happens, message I think we need to get out there to people is stay calm. Things are going to get ugly. It's probably going to take 6 months plus or minus to get things back under control and back running to normal and stuff like that. There'll have to be some special elections set up because about half these people are going to be drug off to Guantanamo Bay.
Leavenworth, and Atlanta Federal.
Yep. So, and not only that, they've already made their first couple of arrests. One of the senators worked for Maxine Waters. Was arrested on the spot for
Yeah, one of the A's. One of the A's works.
I was the first to get arrested. Maxine Waters is going to be the next. From my understanding, she's already been charged with 5 counts already. And
this aide that got arrested was actually working for Sheila Jackson Lee here in Houston area. But he had worked for Feinstein. He had worked for Barbara Boxer. And he'd worked for one other person. He was a Democrat socialist operative that worked for all these district far lefties. He's probably going to roll because from what I understand right now, what I've been told, and they said there's probably more charges to come, but where he stands right now, he's looking at 20 years federal time.
And plus, I can tell you what put the icing on the cake for Big Daddy. I can tell you what did that. That son of a bitch sending that ricin through the mail.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what put the icing on the cake right there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, from what I understand, he was a Navy veteran. Is that correct?
He was in the Navy.
He was in there for quite a few years, but he was, you know.
Well, you know what they say. You know what they say about sailors, Donnie. You know what they say about sailors. Old Marines eat pussy better than young sailors can suck dick. So.
Yep.
Go ahead, Joe.
But it's like wow, you know. But seeing all this explosion come about, and you know, we were ready for it. We predicted that it was going to come down, and everything too. And also, I'm hearing where Warren is actually wanting to run for president. But from my understanding, she's under investigation. Feinstein is very much heavily under investigation at this moment, and I won't be surprised if Feinstein can be the first to get locked up.
Well, now the DNC is turning on Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because she is still making money off the Democratic National Committee with her campaign list. You see, every other candidate turned their campaign list of supporters and everything into the DNC even Obama did it. Oh no, Hillary is still taking contributions through them. Over $1.5 million so far. Uh-huh. So they're getting on her ass to cancel out her donations fund, however they set it up. But
I was reading on that too.
Effect.
Now
they're turning on each other. They're going to turn on each other. And once these arrests start, I'm gonna tell you what it's like. I printed up, you know, like I've said a couple of hundred times, when the Allies crossed over the border into Germany, Adolf Hitler threw everything he had at them, trying to stop them. Everything he had. He even gave weapons to little children and told them to go out there and fight. Everything that Hitler did is what George Soros is doing now. And it's going to be a total failure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to see a repeat of the Nuremberg war crimes trials right here in the United States. And I can guarantee you, I'll bet any one of you dollars against pesos, okay, that their main defense is going to be, well, I was just following orders. And I
just got this.
I was just following the orders of my president.
Yep, exactly. But of course, then again.
I wanted to. I wanted to break in and say I just got this right now. I'm confirming it, but the Capitol is on lockdown at this moment. So I just wanted to.
Oh, and they're going to take the vote tonight. They're going to take the vote tonight.
No, I don't think they can leave. They have to go cloture first, and that'll happen tomorrow. Now, if
it's 10:25. It's 10:25 right now in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an hour, roughly an hour and a half away from midnight. So all they have to do is wait 1 minute after midnight, and they can take the vote.
It's got to go to cloture
mm-hmm.
first, and then it can go on the floor for the confirmation vote. Now they can do that one right after the other if Mitch McConnell
mm-hmm.
chooses to do so.
Well, I am reading now too. I was reading now too from Q. I don't know if any Q folks. He just posted now. Justice Kavanaugh to be confirmed.
You're breaking up, Joe.
He was Q. I don't know if you can hear me now, but Q was saying that 53-47 would be confirmed on the book. And that was posted about not too long ago. So everything. So whether you know, we'll see if that's going to be true or not. But I bet you that's what it is. Virgil, I bet you're going to vote it in tonight. What do you want to make a bet?
I think it'll happen. I don't know if it'll happen tonight. They may vote on cloture tonight. And I was thinking it was going to be what we call the Thomas, Clarence Thomas split. I figured it was going to be like 52-48, something like that. It'll be close,
mm-hmm.
but he will be nominated. And then, of course, you're going to have everybody losing their minds. It gets right back to what we say. But once he is seated,
mm-hmm.
once he is seated on the bench, our president has all the pieces in place to clean the swamp in one fell swoop. We're not poking a little hole here, poking a little hole there, and letting the swamp drain slowly. We're talking about bringing a backhoe in there and tearing a dike down.
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, if it comes on the news, if it comes on special report, whatever, that from orders from the White House, all flights out of the United States are hereby canceled. The airports, all the aircraft are grounded. You know it's coming down. You
mm-hmm.
know it's coming down. They can run, but they can't hide.
Yep.
Right. Right.
It's coming down. Well, I'm still catching up. There's a lot of news feeds flashing in right now, but D.C. is on lockdown at this moment, so that's confirmed and everything. So if they're not explaining why, there's nothing coming out as to why they're on lockdown, but they are on total lockdown right at this moment. So, but anyway. Anyway, you know, and to our listeners out there, if you'd like to call in, our number is 917-889-3890. If you'd like to come in, fill us in what you know, what's going on and everything, we'd like to hear from you. And, you know, we're going to be doing some special live events come November the 6th on the election night and everything. So we're going to do a special live feed. And everything, and I don't know. What do you think, guys? Do you want to do a special live feed tomorrow night?
No.
To cover Kavanaugh?
No. We can do a live feed to cover Kavanaugh, but on election night, we need to kick it off early.
We need to kick it off early. Tomorrow night's Friday anyway, but I have a feeling they may just confirm him tonight, you know? I have a good feeling on everything that's going on right now, but
they're getting desperate. I mean the troops are at the city limits of Berlin right now. And that's when the worst fighting took place. They're coming into Berlin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, like
Hitler's
this is all. This has all been exposed.
I guarantee you, Soros, Hillary, and Obama are hiding somewhere, sweating like Solomon shitting golf balls.
I don't know. Yeah, Warren was out there earlier with the protesters, so you know, she's not. She should be, though.
Well, you know, they're good actors. I mean, even Schumer's daughter got hemmed up by the Capitol Police.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, what happened there?
Yep.
Her and that other actor, that swimsuit model with Sports Illustrated, they were making all kind of outrageous statements and everything else, and they got hemmed up, and they told them to calm it down, or they didn't give a shit who they were. They were going to arrest them.
Yeah. They both got arrested, so they're I'll just call that DCT.
They both got detained. They both got detained.
No, they got arrested. They're being charged. They got arrested. I was reading several feeds on this, but they both got formally arrested on that. So, but you know, it's coming down, and you're going to get arrested by the warning. You know, so I don't know how to put them all. But
now, if that's the case, if Amy Schumer got arrested, all right, they need to put surveillance on Chuck Schumer. If he interferes mm-hmm. in any way in that arrest, in the process of her being formally charged, just like any other citizen of the United States, they need to bust his ass with obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
Obstruction and public intimidation.
I'm just now reading. I'll send you the feed where she was acting in front of the judge and everything. So, but she was formally charged. You know, this is ironic. I mean, you know, we're gonna, you know, some of this.
You're breaking up real bad, Joseph. You're breaking up really, really bad. We can barely understand.
Yeah, you need to do something with your mic, there, brother.
How am I coming in now?
Get started.
You're coming in now, but
okay, it's because I was moving around. You know, just my.
No,
backwards.
You're still breaking up.
You're still cutting up.
I know. Hello?
No.
Hello?
It's like every time you go through that computer thing, everything goes to messing up.
Hey, hold on a minute. Test one. Real out of clear.
You're nope. Still breaking up.
Test 1, 2.
Breaking
one,
two. Up. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me? We tried.
Well, every time you use your computer for the show, Joseph, you start breaking up. When you go on your phone, you're fine.
You're just going to have to use your phone, and you're going to have to retire that mic you got to, I don't know, anal plug duty or something.
Yeah, you need to return that computer to Guido's pawn and gun.
but like, you know, we're talking about, I think it's getting very, very close, though. Do I think we're going to see the intervention? I think we're going to see it shortly because everything is stacking up and.
If it was any closer, it would be the middle of a pubic hair.
Yep.
That's the way
I see it right now. And I can't help but wanting to gloat a little bit because I've taken.
Oh yes, I was just fixing to say the same thing. You read my mind, brother.
And
you read my mind, brother.
Just like we called it.
Can you hear?
You see? Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Liar.
You're waking up.
You see, what happened was everybody got in an uproar and got reactionary too soon. And they burned out. They burned out on waiting. But now, they're going to come back. They're going to come back. You're going to see them coming back in numbers like you never wanted to see. Because I'm going to tell you what, you let Trump declare martial law in Washington, and you're going to see, good God Almighty, there's going to be some good ones running around, but there's going to also be some idiots running around with guns.
Yeah.
You know, that's what scares me, the idiot factor.
Let me ask you something, and this is something that we've just seen in the last couple of weeks and stuff like that. Where did Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and Grassley and where these guys find their backbones at? What brought that up?
Well, I think they finally seen if they want to keep their jobs. They better start playing ball with the team instead of taking their ball and going home when shit got tight. You know, I think now they're seeing that they're not going to be destroyed by speaking out. They see Hillary is going down in flames, Soros is going down in flames. So now they're coming out. They're taking their sheepskin off, and they're going to become wolves.
I hope you're right on that. I just found that fascinating that just suddenly, out of seemingly nowhere, they just finally found their backbones and reinserted them and decided to start standing up. And maybe that's where it took somebody going out there leading the way, saying, no, you know, they can't destroy me. I'm going to speak my mind. We're talking about President Trump here and stuff like that. And maybe that's what led them on to what's happening now. But I just found that it just kind of hit out of nowhere. I mean, it wasn't like there was any kind of lead up to it or you saw them getting better. It's anything like that. It's like they reached down the front of their pants and went, oh, I do have balls.
Yep. And a bunch of them that said, oh, we're not going to run for re-election. Watch how that shit changes tune. Watch how they go to singing a different song on that after November. See,
all of these
rhinos and doubting Thomases, they're going to come back into the fold.
It sure looks like that's starting to happen. It really does. So this may turn out well anyway, but they finally got some fight in them again, and I'm glad to see it. And I think I'm dead on in why they fought Kavanaugh so hard. That's the only explanation for it. Like I said, I went back and read some of his rulings and stuff like that, and he is just absolutely Billy Badass when it comes to being an advocate for presidential
It's not only that. The Constitution has been a thorn in the leftist, communist, Democrat side since its conception.
Right.
Especially the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment has been totally, totally on their hit list since day one.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since Feinstein got elected. Ever since Feinstein got elected, she has been trying to disarm the American citizens. Because if you disarm everybody, you know, just the Hitler doctrine, Mein Kampf, you know, you disarm it before you control the masses, you have to disarm them.
Right.
You have to make them helpless. You have to give them a reason to depend on the government for everything. And the only way you do that is disarm them. And when Kavanaugh gets confirmed, that is going to put an end to it. It's going to be buried in an unmarked grave. So if Feinstein is smart, right now, she will grab everything she can carry, pack up all that loose getaway cash, and her and her husband get on a fucking plane to bumfuck Egypt. If she is smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be first time in American history that a former president will be arrested. I'm kind of interested to see how history's going to handle that.
Yeah, because once he's arrested,
this whole thing goes straight to him.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It goes straight to him, and his records are going to be unsealed, and they're going to find out, well, hey, this son of a bitch shouldn't have been fucking president anyway.
Right.
Him or his boyfriend shouldn't have seen that inside of the White House unless he was on a tour.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Clintons are buried deep in this, and...
Oh, yes. That's who's going to sink them all. That's who's going to sink them all, Hillary. Hillary.
She's already said, if I go down, I'm taking half of D.C. with me. And I was like, okay, I'm good with that. Let's get this party going.
The only deal she's going to be able to make is that they get her buried in secret so her grave don't get desecrated. That's about the only deal she's going to be able to make. I think she's going to kill herself. I think if it comes down, she's going to kill herself.
Yeah.
I think she's got it ready. I think they've got the little cyanide pills just like all the top Nazis did. You know, Hermann Goering and all of them people. No.
Yeah.
They're going to off themselves. I guarantee you they're going to off themselves.
So in the interim, I'm interested. What do you think? How do you think they're going to handle that? Are the governors of the states that are effective, are they going to name intermittent? Intermittent is not the correct word, but senators and stuff like that to the special election can get set up.
I'm pretty sure they're going to pull some state senators or state congressmen, maybe even their attorney generals, you know, to take the place of them until a special election can be held. But like you said, this is going to go on for 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to go on 6 months to a year. After it starts, because it's going to take that long to straighten everything up. The economy is going to suffer a little bit for it, but it'll rebound. We'll right. rebound from it, and it will rebound quicker than anyone has ever seen.
I think you're correct there. I do think that it's going to be affected some. The large cities are going to be affected more than the rural areas. I don't think you're going to see much of a change in life in rural areas.
California, the entire state of California's fucked. The entire state of California's fucked.
Oh yeah.
They're going to be begging for federal troops to come in.
Oh yeah. Well, and you heard about the while we're talking about California, you saw that new study come out. You know, they've been saying, oh, well, we've got 11 to 12 million illegals here in the country, and you and I are both going, that's bullshit. That number's got to be higher than that. Well, it comes to find out, they just did a new, they just researched that, put together a new paper in that, and the number's closer to double that. They're thinking it's more like 22 million. You're probably gonna have 22 million enemy combatants right off the bat. All right, and we're gonna be busy here in Texas, just watching our southern border, because I would not be surprised to see Mexico try to roll across that thing.
I don't think they would even attempt that, Russell. I don't think they would even. They may send troops to, right on the border, but I don't think that Mexican president wants to tangle with this dog in his own backyard. I don't believe it. It could happen, you know.
Stupid is as stupid does.
But I can tell you what, if he does try it, he's going to learn a new definition to the word sorry.
Yep. Definitely is going to do that stuff. And it, like I said, it's going to take 6 months to a year once this comes down. And after what I discovered about Kavanaugh today, it makes sense. It makes a complete sense now why the left fought this guy so hard and why it was so important to President Trump that this guy get nominated and get on the court. It all comes together now and it fits like a glove, Virgil.
Oh yes. It's all about the Constitution when he gets on it. All about the Constitution. The Constitution, you know, no illegals do not have rights when they come into this country illegally. They do not have constitutional rights. The left has always said, oh, yeah, they got the right to appeal this, they got the right to appeal that. No, they don't. And the only reason they have these rights is because of these leftist, communist, liberal judges that Obama appointed to the federal courts, like this one up in San Francisco. That said, you know, Trump can't do away with the exemption on these Somalians and all these other illegals, and they can't be deported.
Okay,
you know,
when did these lower court judges all of a sudden have the power to overturn presidential executive orders and laws? That's never happened
in
American
history. That has never happened before. You know, this is a matter of national security. The lower courts have never, even the Supreme Court, cannot rule on matters of national security.
Exactly.
So I don't know where they think they can get off with stopping deportations, that they can stop with locking up these terrorists, these potential terrorists, and all of this. I don't know where that came from, but it is something that completely just got out of hand.
What amazes me is they don't have the authority, as you just said, they don't have the authority to rule on anything like that, but yet it's been allowed to happen. regularly. You know.
Yeah, and, it's been allowed to happen. It's been a disease, but you know, Russell, it's an epidemic. But it takes a while to cure an epidemic. It takes a while to clean it up. You know,
right.
It's easier to make a mess than it is to clean it up. And now we're seeing the start of the cleanup. We're going to see the start of the cleanup right now, here and now.
Yes, sir, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. It's long overdue. And my big question, and something I'd really like to happen, when this does happen, all these unconstitutional laws that have been on the books for decades and decades, does that get thrown out? Do we start over?
Oh, you're gonna see lawyers lined up around the block filing based on the Constitution, that this law or that law is unconstitutional. I guarantee you that's exactly why Feinstein does not want him, because that unconstitutional infringement that California has on the firearms and the city of Chicago and New Orleans and all them other places, all that stuff is going to be shit canned. Those ordinances and those state laws are going to get recycled into toilet paper.
I think you're correct on that 100%. So that's what I see happening. I think we're going to get back to being more constitutional. I think you're going to see government itself shrink tremendously and get back to doing the very few things that they're supposed to do and get out of all this stuff that they were never intended to have their hands in. Whatsoever.
See,
and it's going
and getting to the immigration, the wall is only a fraction of President Trump's plan to combat illegal immigration in this country. I guarantee you, I'm gonna call this shot. Once that wall is built, you're going to see the relocation and annexing of military bases along that border. I guarantee it.
I would not doubt that.
You're going to see Fort Hood with an annex. You're going to see San Diego with an annex. Every military base in this country, they're not going to move them. They're just going to build what they call annexes. And they're going to send troops down there. And they're going to let them train. And they're going to let them keep security on the border, because it's the same territory and terrain as what they got over there with the goat fuckers, basically. So,
right.
So it can be justified financially, and it can provide better border security, and the troops will not be able to formally arrest anyone, but they can detain them and let the Border Patrol pick them up, load them in a dump truck, dump them back over the fucking wall.
Right.
I prefer the
catapult method, but okay, you know.
Yeah, the catapult. Or they can put one of them like you can put on an AR-15, a golf ball shooter, except put it on a howitzer.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
load them. Did you get that text from Joseph?
No, I didn't. He said Block Talk is shut down.
You're right.
No, I didn't get a text from him. Okay, well, I guess we're just talking to each other then.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know. At least we're having an intelligent conversation.
yeah.
That was hard to come by these days, brother.
Yeah, next year, like I said, next year, you know, we got to, you know, you, me, the wives, Hurricane Ann, Joseph, whatever he's doing, whoever he's doing up there. Next year, we got to make a point to meet up, you know, whether it's down there in Houston or up in Dallas, you know, or somewhere around up in there, and we got to meet up, and do a weekend together. You know, go out, rent a motel room, rent a motel things, you know, go out and do some dinner and stuff like that, and just have a little get together.
That sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a good idea to get together, and hopefully by that time we'll be celebrating the rebirth of our great country.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, you know.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I guess
our wives and make it like a little vacation or something.
That sounds like a plan, brother. That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a good plan to be. So I guess Joseph's complete. Joseph, are you even on anymore? Hello? No? Well, I guess it is. Just
see, every time one of these major issues, every time one of these major issues comes down and we start this show, we always get fucked with. We always get fucked with.
That's a hell of a coinky dinky, ain't it? I tell you, man. That's a hell of a coincidence. That's the way it happens. But it sure appears to be.
Yep.
It sure appears to be. Well, shoot, Roger, I guess if we ain't on, we might as well shut it down, huh, brother?
Yep. Yep, I'm going to go ahead and watch the rest of my movie here and go to bed, get up. I got to get up about 4 o'clock in the morning and go pick up a trailer and come down there by your area, go to Arkema in Pasadena.
Oh, yeah?
You know where that's
at? Yeah, I do. Hopefully I'm going to get my MRI tomorrow, and hopefully next week I'll be on an operating table.
Yeah, they gonna do laser surgery on you, or they going to lay you open?
Last time they had to lay me open, we get that MRI. Hopefully tomorrow we'll know more about what it's going to take and stuff. But
what's exactly wrong with your back, Russell? You got a herniated disc or what?
I got a badly herniated disc that is pressing on the sciatic nerve on the left side there. And I mean,
when you say sciatic, you said sciatic nerve, you made my asshole pucker up.
Yeah, I had that shit. It hurts all the way down through my left ass cheek, down my thigh, all the way down to my calf, man. I mean, it's just constant pain, like somebody's running the hot.
Like somebody shoved a stun gun up your ass. Like somebody wired the trigger back and shoved a stun gun up your ass. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep, that's it. So yeah. The only option of fixing that is surgery. Last time I had it done, they did good job on it, and I was like painless, I said, but then well, you know, they moved me to corporate, but we got behind on stuff, and made another one of the office guys went out. Field guy missed a couple things, and we were busting a big 300-pound manhole lids, you know, to get measured down so they would do it street. Yeah, I yanked on that some bitch the wrong way, I guess, and something, man. My back went twang, and when it happened, I went, oh, shit, I'm fucked, and here I am.
Yeah, them manhole covers, they don't come up easy.
No, sir, they do not. No, sir, they do not. Well, shoot, Virgil, I guess we're going to say goodnight, brother, man. Love you, Simplify.
All righty, man.
We'll try it again on Monday, I reckon.
Okay, Johnny, I'll catch you later. Tango Victor Mike.
Roger that.